Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mama of Many and day 19 of 2020 Thrive. The Lord, during this time, has been causing us to confront our giants, been showing us to root out, pull down, and to destroy all of the devil's authority. The Lord will cast out the giants, cast out the enemy before us, saying, not we are going to be devoured, not we are going to be destroyed, but to us to destroy all of the devil's authority, all of his activity, all of his strategies. He will have no power, no authority over the believer who arises. We will no longer be unbelieving believers in these days. But God is causing his remnant to arise as believing believers, and we're going to thrive. And I sense what the Lord wants to say to us today, just as I woke the other night and I was writhing through the night with something, a giant that I had brought down to the ground, that I had destroyed, cut off its activity and authority. But the enemy wanted to sow seeds, wanted to get a foothold back into my life again with something the Lord dealt with. I'm going to share accountably and vulnerably with you today because I believe it's going to be the key to setting you free around the area of regret. Root out regret. The Lord has been showing us to root out in this reset time. We're rooting out stress and we're learning to rest in the reset. We're learning to work from a position of rest, not in activity, but Holy Spirit empowered, equipped, led activity. Those who are sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit of God. We've been rooting out resentments and offenses. We've been rooting out now today regret, and I'm going to show you why that can have such a powerful hold on our lives. Regret, the Lord woke me through the night on the 31st of May. It was our 25th wedding anniversary, and my wonderful hubby had flown me away just for a long weekend to celebrate 25 years of God's grace upon our marriage, keeping us together through the good and the stormy weather. And as we were there, in fact, on the plane, the Lord began to speak to me from the scripture verses. I'm going to read them today in John 15 about pruning the branches, pruning the vine. And the Lord began to speak to me on the plane and showed me, I was thanking God for 25 years of marriage, our five wonderful children, all God had blessed and given to me. And then the Lord began to show me as I read this portion of scripture, which I will share in a moment with you prophetically today for your life too, that what doesn't make the cut, Christine, for the next 25 and beyond? And I want to ask that question of you today by the Spirit of the Lord. What doesn't make the cut for you? And the Lord began to show me some things, some areas that I believe by the word of the Lord doesn't make the cut. What do we need to cut away from our lives so that we can be more fruitful during this time? One thing is negative friendships and relationships that are not fruitful in our lives. Doing it our own way, that will cause us to be fruitless. We will produce temporal works and not eternal works. Fear, doubt, pride, bad habits, and the importance of dying to ourselves. The big I must die so that we can truly thrive. And when we're connected to the vine, Christ is shown to be the vine, we are the branches. Then and only then can we truly thrive, not just survive, we won't just get by, but we will thrive in 2025. And specifically then that night, 31st of May, Jesus is so kind. I woke through the night on our 25th wedding anniversary and the Lord began to speak to me personally. I have learnt not to argue with the voice of the Lord. I have learnt, let God's word be true and every man a liar. And when the Lord spoke to me through the night and said, Christine, regret will cause you to regress. I didn't think for one second I was somebody who struggled with regret, but I know the voice of the Lord. My sheep know and hear my voice. They will not follow the voice of the other, of any other. So I just yielded to the Spirit of the Lord and I said, oh Lord, show me, what are you saying to me? What are you showing that doesn't make the cut? Regret doesn't make the cut in my life for the next 25 years and beyond. I've always been one who said I wanted to live without regret, and I didn't think I had regret in my life. Then the Lord spoke to me and showed me regret is linked to and associated with and comes from the root of coveting. And that's one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not covet. Let's add in there, thou shalt not, part of that is regret. And what the Lord showed me then and opened up to me is the times in my life when I would have lived with an element of regret, and it was time for that to come to an end. I was to root it out, I was to pull it down, and I was to destroy all of the devil's authority over that area. And the Holy Spirit spoke and said, regret will cause you to regress. You can't go onwards and upwards with regret. The Lord showed that it had been deep-rooted in me and in many of you too. Regretting and agonizing over, for me as a young girl, if my cousins would leave, if an auntie would leave, I would sob my heart out. I would regret so deeply that they had gone. I would want them back. I would, and that's carried through with me into my adult life. I could sob the end of holidays, so regretting that that time with all the family together was over. And although I would try and say that infamous line, my sister-in-law told me one time, don't cry because it's over. Be thankful that it happened. Oh, my heart could break. My heart could break after family times all being together over Christmas and New Year, and when it all had to come to an end. And then it could go deeper in decisions that are made. When decisions are made, you've got to move on. You can't look back and regret. Sometimes the Lord showed me through the night how I could be taking decisions. Maybe we were, oh, where should we go this day on a family day trip? And it could be one of two or three choices. We'd make the decision, and then I could be thinking one with that, maybe we should have done that. Maybe we should have been there. That's regret. And it's linked to, because I was allowing the Lord to go deep to the very bones of my life, the Lord was showing me it doesn't make the cut, Christine. If you want to really flourish for me, we need to root out regret in you. Hey, I'm being very vulnerable with you here and now. And through the night, I repented. I said, oh God, forgive me for having regret in my life that is linked to coveting. Coveting is wanting something, let me put it simply for you, that God doesn't have for you. We're told not to want anything other than what the Lord wants for us. And I came to that point where I want to live every day now with, I will go where you want me to go. I will have all you want me to have. I will be and become all you want me to be and become. I will give all you want me to give. And then I'm really and truly going to live the God life, the life of the Spirit in me. What the Lord showed me is then from 1 Timothy 6 verse 6, he spoke this to me in my spirit through the night as I was praying. And he said, godliness with contentment is great gain. But the opposite, Christine, is also true. Godlessness without contentment is great pain. That's what resent does in our lives. That's what regret does in our lives. That's what any form of resentment will do in our lives. Unforgiveness. We can't have any of those things. But at that point, the Lord had dealt with a lot of those areas, but I realized he was highlighting something that had gone very deep in me. And the Lord wants to often get to those secret, hidden sins that can hold us back from him and from the best that he has whenever we truly want to lay down our all for the call and the cause of Christ. And I saw then, wow, godlessness with contentment is great pain. Godliness with contentment is great gain. And we find that whenever we don't live with regret in anything, when we allow the blood of Jesus to wash everything clean so we stand and we move forward on a firm foundation in him. And just the other night, I woke through the night and I was writhing and I was wrestling with what I knew was rooted in regret as the enemy tried to get a foothold back into my mind and to bring regret. I had to warfare against that. I had to come against it. And when that dirty devil puts things on me, I'm going to turn it around into Christ's ultimate victory. And by the word of the Lord, just as the Lord has given me the keys to going free, I'm going to see you and many multitudes. I'm believing for multitudes, millions to be set free in these days by the word of the Lord, because nothing is impossible to him. And what's more, that's what he's promised me. So I'm standing on his promises, a promise God gave to Rebecca way back in the day, as the promise God gave to Mama of many. You will be a mother of many. You will be a mother of multitude millions. And I believe our God is the God of exponential growth, the God of multiplied miracles, that he wants to bring to miracles in these days. And I can't do that. You can't do that. But God Almighty, by the power of his Holy Spirit, can break through in your life, and he can do the impossible and make it possible for you. Everything is established by the word of the Lord. So I lay down my regret that day. And now whenever it tries to come in my way, that enemy has been cast out before me, and the Lord says destroy. And we've got to destroy those enemies quickly so we don't move into godlessness with discontentment. So godlessness without contentment, that will cause great pain, but instead godliness with contentment, that is great gain. And then we can say with the apostles of old, I have learnt in all things to be content. We trust him. We know, as I said before, and as I am living in continually, and I will throughout this year and forevermore, I pray, that we can trust in the God who brings every giant down to the ground. We can trust in the God who destroys every opposition and every foe that rises against us. We can trust in the God who causes us to cast out our line and to bring in the golden coin every time. We're going to trust in the miraculous power of Almighty God. Someone has just come home, but I'm going to carry straight on with the word of the Lord as we're going into, you can tell, evening time here. But if I don't release this and redeem the times, I'm going to lose the time, and I'm going to go live with this day 19 and bring the word of the Lord to you tomorrow, because I know it's powerful and it's going to be transformational for you. So what the Lord spoke to me, reading in John 15, verse 1, I, Jesus, am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so that they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Goes on and it says, verse 5, yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, there's the key. We activate God's word in our lives continually. You may ask for anything and it will be granted. In Christ, we have all things. In Christ, we no longer ask selfishly, but selflessly. In Christ, we, the word of God and Jesus says to us, what we permit is permitted, what we do not permit is not permitted. But that is not like spoilt little children. I remember one time my daughter saying to me years ago when she was a little girl, oh, if I was a mummy or a daddy, I would let my children eat sweets all day. I wouldn't force them to have vegetables. And if I was a parent, I would never force my children to go to bed early. Well, we know that that would produce unfruitfulness in people's lives. It would be fruitless. It would produce sickness. It wouldn't be good. That's why It's not for those to permit what is permitted and to not permit what God doesn't permit. It's not for those who are immature, for those who are young, but those who are mature in Christ, those who are in Christ. Then we're going to come into alignment with what Christ desires. It's not going to be our own selfish, fruitless, that which would be harmful for us or for others. It's not going to be the wrong desires, but it's going to be in right alignment with God. Hopefully that brings that scripture alive to you here and now. So as we are in Christ, that's where our desires will come in alignment with Christ. And that's where we can live truly fruitful lives in Christ, whenever we've allowed the Lord to cut away from us all of those things that will be negative and fruitless for us. Goes on and it says, when you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. Then I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. Verse 11, I have told you these things so that you will be filled with joy. Yes, my joy in you will overflow. And we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. I want to bring out from those few verses today very quickly, it's time to make the cut. Firstly, we can see that as the fruitless branches are cut away, as we allow that which is fruitless in our lives for the Lord to cut that away, even though it may be painful for us at the time, it will cause us to thrive. As we allow those fruitless relationships, those negative friendships, those doing things our way, maybe it's regret that will cause us to regress. Whether it's cutting away stress, cutting away offense, cutting away regret, get it gone quickly in Jesus' name so that we can move on and we can thrive fully. We can see that in scripture, Israel, branches were cut off to make room for new branches to be grafted in. That was the Gentiles, that was the church, the Gentile church, you and me, so that we would become one with Israel. And we can see that as then we cut away things in our lives that aren't of him, so that we are going to be able to truly flourish and thrive all the more. Secondly, we can see in verse 3, it's so that we are pruned and purified. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. So the Lord wants to say, secondly today, he wants us pruned and purified and then ultimately fortified. That's where we're going to be truly strengthened and strong and flourishing. I believe the Lord doesn't want us to artificially accelerate the process. A good wine takes time. If you artificially accelerate the process, I went on a vineyard tour just last year. Fascinating. And on that vineyard tour, I learned that if you artificially accelerate the process, the guy even said, don't know if he was a believer or not, but the one giving the talk was explaining to us that God, he's made wine. He's made the process since the beginning of time. He's the creator. And that time that it takes is what produces the best, the ultimate wine. But if we add artificial stimulators to it, things to accelerate and speed it up, then we're adding chemical. Have you ever seen vegan wines? He explained to us, why would you ever say vegan on a wine? Because just think about it. When I actually put my brain into gear and I thought, he's right. The wine is vegan, surely. But the reason they call them vegan wines is because of the process that we have added. We've added so many additives. We've added animal bits and pieces into the wines. So therefore, the process is changed. But God wants us pruned and purified at this time. And to produce great works of God, sometimes there's a process that our lives have to go through. And that purification and that pruning can take time, but it will produce great flourishing every time. Good wine takes time. And I sense the Lord would say to us today, just be patient in the process and that let the Lord have his perfect way in our lives today. Thirdly, today, I want to say intimacy and oneness is key. let's rise. We see here that the Lord said, remain in me and I will remain in you. We want to be in Christ, one with Christ, intimacy with Christ. And that's where when we are truly in the vine, we are going to be so fruitful. And we can read here in verse 8, when you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. In this season of the greater grace, greater glory, greater authority, let us be producing those greater fruits, greater fruitfulness. He saved the best wine till last, for the last day church to arise and shine and to produce great fruitfulness and to reap his amazing harvest on the earth so that he can receive the greater glory through our lives in these days. Isn't that beautiful? So let's root out, pull down, destroy. Let's cut off what needs to be cut off from our lives. What doesn't make the cut in 2020 thrive for you? It may be different to what you need to cut away, those fruitless branches, to what I need to cut away. One last thing to say in closing, something I learned from this vineyard tour, that whenever the fruitless branches are cut away, a lot of foliage would come up, a lot of greenery and a lot of pomp, really. That what we were told that does is it causes the vine to put negative energy into all of the greenery, all of the foliage, all of the pomp. And that can be like our lives. If we just produce pomp and pride, all of the energy can be going into dealing with those areas, that pomp, that pride, all the foliage, all of the selfishness. Instead, we want to the big eye to die so that all of the energy from the vine, all of that greenery and foliage then has to be cut away too. It may look good, but looks can be deceiving. It's just a load of pomp and emptiness that will serve no real purpose. We don't want our lives serving no eternal purpose. And we don't want our lives just serving a temporal, selfish purpose. But we want our lives to be selfless and laid down for Christ. And as the big eye dies, then we're going to see all of that, just like the foliage and the greenery gets then cut away, so that the energy from the vine goes into producing the true fruit. We want to be producing that lasting fruitfulness for eternity. That's my heart's desire. Is it yours too? Then allow the Lord at this time to do all the Lord wants to do in our lives. As he asks the question of us, what doesn't make the cut for your life in 2025? Because the Lord wants you to thrive. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to shine bright into our lives, to expose those areas, to expose any sin, to bring all of that greenery, that foliage, all of the faking it, to make it, whenever God's calling us only to faith it and make it, to die that we may truly live. Let's allow the Lord to cut away by the power, the surgical knife of and sword of God's Spirit, his word, to do its perfect work in our lives, in our hearts, that we're going to be that beautiful, purified, thriving bride of Christ arising at this time. So we're going to root out regrets, regrets that will cause us to regress. We're going to root out all resentments, all offences, all habitual sins. We're going to, as Hebrews 12, 1 to 2 says, lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, traps us, that would entangle us and trip us up. And we are then going to be able to run freely with endurance, strength, the race that is set before us, looking only to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Are you ready to pray today? Father, we thank you for your word. And in the midst of all the disruptions going on around, Lord, I thank you we've carried on strong. And prophetically, may that be true of our lives too. In the midst of all of the disruptions, in the midst of everything the enemy comes to try and deceive and to distract us away from you with. May we carry on strong. May we keep our eyes on the prize, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will, by your Holy Spirit, come and shine your light deep into the deepest recesses of our heart, Lord. That, Lord, we will, by the power of your Holy Spirit, now rooted out of us will be all that is not of you. All of the devil's authority, Lord, is destroyed through the blood of Jesus and the cross. We repent of all of our sin. We repent, Lord, of all resentment. We repent, Lord, of all offence. Offence is a choice we will choose from here on in not to be offended. Through the victory and the power of the blood of Jesus and through the authority and power of your Holy Spirit at work in us. Lord, I thank you that we will root out regrets that will cause us to regress. We will not go backwards, but we're going to go onwards and upwards, and we're going to be fruitful for you. Cut away all those branches in our lives that do not bear fruit. And Lord, we pray that we are going to produce the much fruit for the greater glory of your name in these days. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. Till next time, thrive in 2025.